everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
Today's question comes from Megan, who wrote in. I'm Megan Benzig, and I live in North Carolina. I'm a big fan of yours and your dancing. As an aspiring ballerina, I truly look up to you. I'm sending you this message because I need your advice on something. I just got promoted to a new level at my dance school, and I am with girls who are up to 2 years older than me. Sometimes I feel like I am finding myself less confident in my technique than I used to be. I also tend to become more nervous if I am to get a correction in front of the class, and I don't enjoy being pointed out. I understand that it's good to have corrections from teachers because it makes you a better dancer, but how come it is so nerve-wracking to get one now? Do you have any advice for me? Thanks. Thanks for writing in, Megan. If your teachers moved you up, there is a reason. You need to trust them. Trust that they believe you are talented enough to be there. They believe that you have the potential to be that strong, and that they think putting you with older classmates will push you to grow in really great ways. I was always in a class with older girls when I was younger, and I didn't think much of it. It didn't intimidate me. At that point, I was like 10 years old. They were just all my friends. But as I got older and into my teen years, especially my first summer at SAB, I felt very self-conscious in this way. So I understand what you are going through. Try to take a step back and look at what a great thing this actually is. Your teachers believe you have enough talent and future potential that they want to push you by putting you with an older level. This is wonderful news. The way to handle it when you are feeling singled out and maybe that you are a bit behind is to trust your teachers. Trust the faith that they have in you to rise to the level of the rest of the class. They would never have put you there if it wasn't something you were capable of. Rely on their faith in you to develop some faith in yourself. I used this tactic at the beginning of my career in New York City Ballet. I got a lot of parts before I felt ready for them, and the only way I was able to get by was that I just started to trust that if the boss and the ballet masters thought I should be doing theme and variations, then I must have something in me that can get the job done. The thing is, it is hard to know what you are capable of until you or someone else pushes you past your comfort zone to try bigger things. And in the ballet culture, we can easily be overly humble and not think we are very good, because most of us are perfectionists. So you could go forever not pushing yourself enough because you think you're just not ready. Just remember, we all kind of feel this way, truly, and you need to trust your teachers to know what you can do. Hopefully, if you look at this new situation from a more positive perspective, you will start to feel a little more comfortable in the class. Also realize that the teachers might have to give you extra attention for a bit to help you catch up, but that is a great thing. And don't let yourself feel stressed like everyone is staring at you or waiting for you to work on your correction. You need to realize that anytime a teacher takes a minute to correct everyone, it is a correction that the whole class can benefit from, and the other dancers are actually learning with you. And if they aren't, then they aren't worth any of your time anyways. Ballet class needs to be taken in a way where you are inspired by others' talents and gifts, not jealous or intimidated or hindered. Use this new group of girls to push you to a higher level of dancing. You guys are in class together because you are there to inspire each other and feed off each other's work ethic and positive energy. Remember, it's supposed to be fun, so try to find the joy in this new moment. And I wish you all the best, Megan. I think this is a great thing, so don't be scared.